This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA playoffs, Washington topped Atlanta 103-99 to lead the series 3-2, and Boston won against Chicago 108-97 to take a 3-2 series lead. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Nashville beat St. Louis in their opener 4-3 to take a 1-0 lead in the series, and it was Edmonton over Anaheim 5-3 for a 1-0 series lead. The Rangers opened their series with Ottawa tonight at 7 p.m., and Pittsburgh goes up against Washington at 7:30. The Boston Bruins are bringing Bruce Cassidy back as coach. The team said on Wednesday it will drop the interim tag from Cassidy's title. Cassidy replaced Claude Julien in February and helped the team return to the playoffs for the first time in three seasons. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees beat Boston 3-1, and Atlanta topped the Mets 8-2. The Yankees continue their three-game series with the Red Sox tonight at 7 p.m., and the Mets see the Braves in New York this afternoon at 1 p.m. Round 1 of the NFL Draft begins tonight at 8 p.m. The selection process continues through Saturday. Attorneys for New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning are trying to convince a judge that dealers suing the two-time Super Bowl MVP tried to pressure him to settle a memorabilia lawsuit by releasing select notes that weren't related to the disputed goods. Emails released by the court on Wednesday were part of a motion seeking sanctions against one of the plaintiff's attorneys after he released an email from Manning in 2010 that seemed to indicate he provided fake memorabilia rather than authentic game-used goods. Marshawn Lynch is coming out of retirement after agreeing on a 2-year deal with the Raiders that paved the way for a trade to his hometown team in Oakland. Lynch passed a physical Wednesday and agreed to a restructured 2-year contract. Those were the final steps needed before Seattle could trade his rights along with a 2018 sixth-round pick to the Raiders for a 2018 fifth-rounder. Lynch also must apply to the NFL for reinstatement from the retired list before he can play. ESPN is laying off about 100 employees, including former athletes turned broadcasters, in a purge designed to focus the sports network on a more digital future. The cuts will trim ESPN's stable of on-air talent and writers by about 10%. The 37-year-old network has been squeezed by rising fees to broadcast live events at the same time hordes of cord-cutting TV viewers have been canceling their ESPN subscriptions. ESPN has lost about 10 million subscribers during the past 6 years, based on estimates by Nielsen Media Research. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.